The first speaker in this session is going to be Rebecca from Kenya, who will tell us a little bit about what's happening there. Rebecca, would you like to take the floor?
Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, as you have heard, my name is Rebecca Musyoka. I'm a small scale farmer in Kenya. I feel honored today to share with you our experiences on impact of climate change on energy supply in rural Kenya. Population of Kenya is around 32 million, and 80% of these people are small-scale farmers, mainly in subsistence farming. 75% of the land is a semi-arid area. I too come from a semi-arid area, and I'm a small-scale farmer, and there are many women and men in my village with much less land than I have, and much poorer. Firewood and agricultural waste is the main energy source for the majority of the people. In my area of Kenya, the rain falls in March and May, and then October to December, but these days it only rains a few weeks in these periods. There is very low level of access and electricity in the country, especially in the rural areas, and this is holding people in poverty. Lack of access to energy sources means women spend hours a week working to collect firewood instead of more productive occupations. For example, if women had more time, they could engage in small businesses or learn to read and write if they had lighting. We collect both dead wood and sometimes cut branches from trees. We use the stalks from maize and cobs. In recent years, we have noticed longer droughts and more flash floods, and these affect the energy supply. Droughts have been frequent in the last 20 years. When we have heavy rain, the fuel wood doesn't dry and produces excessive smoke, causing more health problems. Travel on the roads becomes difficult in heavy rain, so getting to the town for kerosene is not always possible. Due to drought and the lack of other food, termites are attacking trees, reducing even more the amount of wood available for collection. Frequent droughts affect the rate of tree planting on our farms, which also reduces the fuel wood supply. Another problem is that during excessive droughts, there are frequent fires in forests and even on farms. Recently, there have been more frequent outbreaks of unusual insect pests targeting crops and some tree species, affecting food production and energy crops. People are more vulnerable now due to these changes in climate. The poor who depend on biomass are more affected. This picture shows the daily call for women in Kenya. Working for up to 2 hours with a heavy load of around 20 kilograms to supply a household needs. And sometimes we have to ask help from the girl child because the woman cannot supply enough. What can be done? With financial support, we could do the following. Increase on-farm tree production, large-scale improved stock programs, small-scale renewable energy schemes, increasing access to modern fuels like petrol, gas, and electricity. Improved stoves are twice as efficient as traditional three-stone fires. In most of rural Kenya, children cannot do their schoolwork because there is no light except light from the fire. This funding should come direct to the local level through district councils or farmers' associations. Furthermore, we as women spend most of our energy collecting water and fuel wood. So, supplying water to our villages would free us for other more productive work. This picture shows an example of renewable energy for rural areas. Renewable schemes like microhydro schemes are good interventions in areas of Kenya with sufficient rainfall. Wind and solar power are other options. In the dry areas, we have to wait for solar and wind energy to become available and affordable options. Thank you.
Thank you, Rebecca.